The passage about Loischa starts with Dabar Aram v'Matalam and so on, and Chazal say Lefisha Kashra Aaron Chanuksa Nasim Chol Shadaitoy Shlehoyemon Bechanika Lehuv Leishvotoy Omla Kadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha Shalchak Doel Meshlehem Shatam Ma'ade Kometis Aneres. So they dashen here a smichas a parsha. Al derech hapshat, the reason why there's a drash over for smichas a parshas is simply because there's no makom why we should have this parsha over here. There's nothing. I mean, there's a parsha in Truma where you have about the menorah. You then have a parsha in Emor about the avoda. There's really no reason to have this parsha here. What's it doing over here? There's no chiddush over here. So Bal Korchach, it's part of the parsha before of the Chanukah Samizbeach. So there's a Chanukah Samizbeach, and then there's the menorah. So Chazal found over here the reason for the smichus, because both of them fall under the general category of being mechanech something, being mechanech the mizbeach, being mechanech the menorah. That's the kol yisenyan. There is a hefsik, which is kind of jarring. If that's taka what it is, then you have all of the karbonis in the siyim. You have over here Aaron. And there's a pasuk, ubevoy moishel oil moed ledabi tavish masakrel medabelov me'ala kapayish aaron edus mishne akruv me'dabelov. So you have a pasuk sort of put in over here that is neither here nor there. It doesn't seem to have any real reason why it's there. It's not part of the Chanukah. It's not part of the Chinuch. It's not part of anything. Al-Kaparim, you know, the Hakamas and Mishkan was already. This was a Chanukah of the Mizbeach Tafka. So what's that pasuk doing over there? The consolation prize to Aaron also requires a bit of Havana. There was a Chanukah of the Mizbeach, and all of the Nesim were Mechanechit. So whatever the Inyan is, however you understand it, but it's a big thing to be the first one to be mechanech something. Okay, if it would have said over here that there would some sort of maimed of the Chanukah of the menorah, so I could understand it. But it's not like that. It's the Chanukah of the menorah is every day. It's not a Chanukah. It's you know, every single day there's a mitzvah adlaka, and this is the tzivu of the adlaka. So what's the zelum aser? Mela, if you're telling me, and in a sense it's Ramban, it lies in Ramban's kasha. Ramban says, well, once you're itemizing avodas, you have other avodas. But I'm pointing out more to this nekuda more sharply, that for whatever reason, being mechanech something is very, very important. The first one to do it, you mamshich k'tusha on it. I mean, that the meaning of chinuch means you're the one who sort of ignites the flame. You're the one that starts the process. But so what's he telling to the parasha of the every single day chanukah samneira? Should have said something maybe about the first time you lit the menorah. It's a horror. The Eben Ezra does answer the first this question we asked before about what is the kesha of the pasuk before. So he says something interesting. He says the pasuk bevoy meishal oil moyed ledabe itoy is a gilui shechina biyoyim. This so everything that they did, all the karbanis, were nikrav biyoyim dafka. That's a extraordinarily important halacha. Lina pasels. In other words, yoyim is the zman of the akara karbanis. The shirayim of it you do at night. Akhtar is done at night. But the etzim davoida is biyoyim dafka. This, and therefore the dibur of Akadosh Baruch Hu, or Moshe Lamoel Dabe Itoy, is a gilui shchina. It's a gilui shchina of Hakadosh Baruch Hu biyoyim, and Aaron complements it b'layla. So it's not so much the emphasis is on the Chanukah versus the Chanukah, the Chinuch versus the Chinuch. It's more the Ashros Hashchina B'yayim, Ashros Hashchina B'layit. That's what Ebenezer says over here. The Shalcho Gdolim Shehem, in what way is it bigger? Let's say, okay, they have this, you have this. In what way is it bigger? The Shalcho Kaim La'olam that it says, Rambani asks, that it was Charif, so Lamaise it didn't last either. No matter what, it doesn't last in both cases. Ramban says that we're talking about Hanukkah, very famous, which is problematic in its own right, because the it's a zeichel amnoira, maybe it's a zeichel to be mechanech the mizbeach, but it's not something that is it's not an avodah based amikdash when it's stretched. Spoken about many times, Chanukah. Also interesting, the Chanukah that we have on the Karbonis, it is a Chanukah of the Mizbeach specifically. They were makriv on a Mizbeach, each one first, and that was the Chanukah of the Mizbeach. And this is the Chanukah of the Menorah. Interesting that on Chanukah, we also have specifically two items that needed Chinuch again. The Mizbeach and the Menorah. Both of them are the inyanim that they were metame, and the inyanim they had to have Chanukah and Mizbeach and the Menorah. Is there any kesher between the two? I mean, they could have been poigim and other things also. The shulchan, I mean, it's not. There are other areas they could have made purchases in the wall around it. So they could have been poigim. These two things go together, both in this parsha, the Chanukah of the Mizbeach together with the Chanukah of the Menorah, and Lasid Lavo in that Chanukah is also the two together. So let's try a little bit to understand the kesher over here. What the Chanukah does, where is it headed to, and so on. There are two avodas with Eish in the Mishkan, or better said, two types of avoda. You have two mizbeches, Mizbeach HaKtoiris and the Mizbeach HaOila, that's one. You also have the Menorah. Those are the two inyanim of Eish that was in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a very interesting difference in the halacha between them. A very, very sharp distinction as follows. There's a chiyuv, a mitzvah essay, and a chiyuv of Eish Tomit Tukad al Mizbeach Leisichbe. You must have a constant fire on the Mizbeach Achitzen, and even though there was one that min hashemayim anyway, but there had to be one that we brought and we made sure, and every day, twice a day, you had to pile enough wood on it that it should never go out. So if somebody were to ask you, what is the eish on the Mizbeach, a tremendous kpeda that eish never go out. The eish on the Menorah was relit every night. That Lakas HaMenorah was a chiv to relight it. It wasn't a chiv to keep it constant, it was a chiv to relight it. You were mative and you lit. So, a very interesting nafkemina between the two different avodas. Mizbeach HaKtoiris was sort of a sniff, I guess, if we put it under a big heading, you have the Mizbeach HaOila / Ktoiris versus the Menorah. The Chiyuv and the Eish was remarkably different than that. How do you understand it? So the Zohar Kodesh says, it's brought down that Eish has two elements to it. The Zohar Kodesh talks about the white and the black fire, but it describes one is the Eish that's Oichel or Seiriv, and one is the Eish that is Meir. So you have an aspect of Eish that consumes, and an aspect of Eish that gives light. This farm bring it a lot. They bring this in, but it's as if there's two elements to it, and one gets a very clear sense that the two mizbeach, that the mizbeach versus the menora, are these two types of ishim. The mizbeach is an ish that's eichel. It's whatever you brought on mizbeach is called lechem, ishai, and so on. It's the ish eichla. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called ish eichla, and the ish of the menora is obviously ish that's meir. When we understand it in terms of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and in terms of our Hisyach Ribbono Shel Olam, how do we understand these two issues? What are those two issues? So let's understand a little bit the two aspects of Hisyach to Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. Whenever something consumes something, so let's think a little bit about it. Consuming anything that's called oichel means that there is something there, and it, in order for it to keep on going, it needs to consume, and whatever gets consumed becomes part of that, and that's the mitzvah of achila. It's the mitzvah of achilas adam and achilas esh. We put a log on the fire. The fire consumes the log. The fire needs the log to keep going. If I don't put in wood, it's not going to keep going. And that's the mahalach of it. There is a starkness of avoda that is called lashon hasfarim avoda tzarich gevoya. Ramban says some very similar lashon. It's quoted that the avoda ki'ilu, it is described as being there, letzorech gevoya. It means as follows. Just like to keep a fire going, we need to feed it with logs. Hashruas Ashchina in this world is totally in how much we quote-unquote feed it. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. We control how strong or weak is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's the Malach HaVayda. So Malach HaVayda is that Ribbono Shel Olam is here in this world. We want to keep his presence in this world. When you feed something, you destroy it, and that keeps something else going. So if I take a log and I put it into the fire, the log loses mitzias, but it keeps the fire going and enhances it. So one mahalach of avodah is like this. There's a ruchnistika presence in this world. I am interested in retaining the ruchnistika presence in this world. To do that, I must keep feeding it. I must keep giving it, kaviyachol, what it needs. So the world of mitzvahs, avoda, mesiras nefesh, everything that we think of in terms of a ruchnius, is that in order to keep the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence in this world, in order to enhance his presence in this world, we have to keep supporting it, feeding it, which always is a taking away from this world and incorporating something else. The word achila is exactly that. The word achila means I take something, it loses its own metzias, and gives something else a metzias. So if I eat meat, the animal lost its metzias, I incorporate it into my metzias, and my metzias has become enhanced and has gotten what it needs to remain around, to stay around. That is a picture of avoda. There's another picture of avoda, and that is Eish that's Meir. Eish that's Meir means that within everything in this world, there's a Nekuda that has a lekus in it, and if I megala it, then I am able to. Then it's in there. It's not so lemashal. Let's take an example in avoda. A person can say, everybody recognizes that the Adam HaSholem is the b'china of kilu kaviyochol of HaKadosh Baruch in this world. So you have an Adam HaSholem, Sholem b'chol minei ma'ilas and midas toivus and Torah and Avoda and Yerushmayim and everything. He is, you know, b'shviloi nema nasa Adam. Nasa ma bavur nema. That's nasa. What's the role of everybody else? Supportive. I can't keep such Adam HaSholem in this world without feeding him. I can't keep him in this world without protecting him. I can't keep him in this world without giving him shelter. So everything else loses some mitzias, and it's mevatas mitzias so that this Adam HaSholem has a mitzias. All the shvatim they spend their own time. They don't spend their time doing what Shevet Levi does in order to support Shevet Levi and so on. That is one histaklus. There's another histaklus, that in the avoda gufa of the person who's a rea and chayrish and oisev and everything else that a person does, there is an avoda within that itself. It has a Kaddish Baruch Hu is within that, and b'meila doing the avoda properly brings it out from within. So the tzura of some that's meir means that it's not that I'm sacrificing the wood and I'm putting it into a fire so that the fire can light up. If I know what to do with the wood itself, the wood has a koyach ha'ara in its own right. And the wood itself has oyer within itself. And the oyer within itself could be meir. Those are the two histaklus of avoda. One is that everything is sacrificed for something else. And whatever it's sacrificed for, so the mela, the thing it's sacrificed for, that becomes the eish kaviyachol milamala. And the second one is in every nekud in the bri itself is tomen and gonos ha'ara, and it can be mer on its own. Those are two sort of abstract understandings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world. The melacha of Hakravas Karbonis is a primary avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and b'meila, it's the avoda of Karbonis is as follows: there's a divine presence in this world. We keep it through our avoda. That's the key of Abriya. The lechem chuki, the tamid, those are all in yonim that keep the presence of the Shechin in this world. It retains it. Tnuah is the lakim, and b'meila the chiv is to keep it going. If chas v'shalom we mafsik it, then we lose it, and that's why it's just like if you starve something, you starve it long enough, it'll never come back alive again. So eish tamid tukara mizbeach lo sichpe is a realization of that type of avoda, that we keep constantly feeding that and so on. That was the avoda of Mizbeach, and all the Nesim in Klal Yisrael stelled su to that avoda, and they were mechanech to Mizbeach. It was an extraordinary event. Being mechanech means, let's explain a minute what being mechanech means. Mechanech is translated as dedicating, consecrating, etc. What it means is when something is going, is a certain teva for it to keep going. It doesn't need a new mahalach. When something starts, kolas cholas koshes, because every aschol is yesh me'ayin. Somebody that's learning, and he's in already the mahalach of learning, another mesechta is another mesechta. But to take somebody from not knowing any learning to beginning to learn is an avoda like kriyas yamsuf. It's yesh me'ayin. The starting, it's like threading the needle. Going from nothing to something is a big avoda. It's called meshicha. It's called chinuch. Rashi says chinuch is tchilas knisas of adam l'avoda. It's knisas of somebody to something. The beginning, the getting into it, that's called chinuch. And b'meila, that was the tremendous avoda in the Siyam. Aaron did not have it, and b'meila he was very mitztayer. Let's just okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "You have a very different type of chinuch. The menorah is the second type of esh. The menorah means I don't feed the same fire every day. So every single hadlaka is a new ha'ara from this shemen. The esh in the mizbeach is the esh is a constant, and every log that I put into it, that log is feeding it. So there's no chiddush. Once I've put into place, there's no chiddush to it. It's adrabe. It just requires that not go out. In the menorah, every single hadlaka is a new hadlaka. It because I'm bringing out not I'm not retaining the old esh. I'm bringing out the new esh that's in it, and b'meila each ha'ara is a new ha'ara. It achila always so it keeps whatever's going. That's the nature of achila. Ha'ara, each ha'ara is a new ha'ara. It's a new oyer, and b'meila it's a constant chiddush. Shelcha godlo mishalahem, that it's never bottle. It's not the pshat dafka that it means it'll last after chum bayis, but it means that this is a chinuch, this is a pchinas chinuch that has no end to it. The first type is it's a mizbeach and it keep it going. So all you're doing is being mamshach. So the chinuch is only once. Once the fire is burning, it's like a pilot light. Once the fire is burning, just make sure it doesn't go out, and you're okay, no problems. Over here, I need a new hadlaka every single time. And b'meila, it's a permanent chinuch. That, I think, was the shalchot gadol mishalahem. It's a whole different world, the avoida of Aaron and his suras chinuch, than the avoida of everybody else. It's true in the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. There's a b'chinas Eish Oichel and a b'chinas Eish Meir. I want to bring the parallel to it, which is something that is relevant even b'zman hazeh. The Netziv says that he explains the Ben Ezra. Netziv explains that Ebenezer, as we mentioned, that he said over there was in the day and here it was at night. So the Netziv tells to the Chazal more that Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah Shebiksav during the day and at night Torah Shebal Peh. He says that the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh are parallel to these two. That's what the two avodas are. That's more or less what he says. He says, and that's why the pasuk at the end of Nasai, that whenever Moshe came in, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak to him. That is the b'china of Torah Shebiksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him. And in Torah Shebi'alpeh, that is the b'china of Aaron. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebiksav, which was during the day. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him. And here it's Baloischa. It's even when there's no Dvar Hashem, there's still a Ha'ara in Torah. That's b'china of Aaron. That Aaron is b'china of Torah Shebiksav, the masmechir on a pasuk, Kitori Vakshu Mipihu. Kitori Vakshu Mipihu is going on Aaron. So it's Mipihu Dafka. I was thinking that there's another place, a meremez in the Torah, that Torah Shebal Peh Mesechs to Aaron Dafka. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Im de nove eshma ma yitzav Hashem. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's p'china. But Aaron was the first one to be misvakeach with Moshe Rabbeinu in Svara. Moshe Rabbeinu was darish, what happened with the soil. And Aaron told him, because he keilu ayita b'ne Hashem, v'ayita b'ne Moshe. So that means, Moshe Rabbeinu had a tzivui, Aaron darshened the tzivui with Svara tzushtel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was hutabeinov. In other words, a remez for Torah Shebal Peh is the first place we find it is by Aaron, where he darshened the halacha using his svara, which seemed to be not like a tzivui, but then on a second thought, that taka was the emes. The tzivui, this was getting out the nekuda, and the tzivui, that the tzivui couldn't apply to him in this case with these karbanis and so on. The chalukim, as like Chazal described. So you have the two pillars. Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik is Torah Shebikhtav, and that's a direct Devar Hashem. Aaron's chelik is Torah Shebaal Peh. The difference lies in many ways. Torah Shebikhtav is limited to its makom zman. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava, we have. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu, Kolzman Moshe was bechayim, he could say, you know, he could ask, and it was muftach loy da Kadosh Baruch Hu would say. But it's not la'olam. The by its nature, the tzura of a siyachsus, the Torah Shebikhtav, is to keep the Torah exactly the way it is, not to be megareh chas v'shalom, not to be moisev chas v'shalom. To be moisev a half a letter is wrong, is usur, and as it is to megareh, same thing. So the Torah Shebikhtav was given. It's a parallel to this avodah of mizbeach. It's a parallel to we have a of the kayemis. We have v'zoyis haTorah. We have an eish tamid. We're not allowed to forget it. The avodah is to preserve it, to keep it. They were safer the oisius. They kept it with tremendous mesiras nefesh. That's avodah Torah Shebikhtav. Aaron's avodah was to discover the ha'ara that Torah not as a dover kayim which you feed it, but Torah which has in every chelik of it a nitzutz that could be meir. There's a new Torah waiting in the Torah. There's no new Torah from outside, but within the Torah itself, there's a new ha'ara, and that's the Yisrael Torah Shebaal Peh. It's menoyedik. It's the pshat is from within what you have. There's a new ha'ara that's gone is over there. The job of the oil is not to feed the old fire. It's to create the new fire. And b'meila, that would be that would be his chelik, and that would be the new Torah. So the Netziv says that's exactly what the pasuk is doing over here. With the hachana that was in the with of the Nesiim and the Karbanis, you were able to have Moshe Rabbeinu's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were able to have the Torah Shebikhtav that came out when they asked about Neslofkot, when they asked about this or that, the other thing. With Aaron HaKohen's Menorah, there was now something, a Ha'ara, that would constantly refresh itself. There would be constantly a new Ha'ara. And that's why it's a pchina of chinuch. It's a pchina of chidush. Chinuch, we explained before, is the extraordinary avodah needed to bring about chidush. So Torah Shebikhtav is something that is kayam, and the first time, the bringing it down, was an awesome feat beyond anything that Shaykh to imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu did. But once it's there, every single person has it, every single sefer writes it, and we say v'zei sater, and that's it. Now, Aaron's chinuch, Aaron's bringing in the ability to be mechadish, is something that lasts forever, and it's something that every single day, every single morning there's new ha'ara. At night, when there's no more giving of Torah, there still is the constant giving of Torah, because I can bring out the ha'aras mibifnim. Those are the two parallel mahalchim of Torah Shebikhtav and Torah Shebaal Peh that are parallel to those mahalchim of Ruchnias. I want to take it one step further, I guess, on a personal level. Torah Shebikhtav and Torah Shebaal Peh have objective halachic criteria. They are the Chamisha Chumash Torah, there's the Nevi'im, there's the Ksuvim, and so on. And anything else is Torah Shebal Peh. But in terms of a quality, any chelik of Torah that we receive, that our job is haske sushma, hat oznecha, that our job is to listen, shas, poiskim, whatever it is that we receive, that is a certain p'china toyah shebiksav. It requires a toyah oizen. The chinuch for that is to sit and to listen and to start learning. And that's obviously the first avoida. But the p'china of the Torah that's meir is when I start to ask myself, I want to be medayik that this chelik of avodas Hashem of Torah and so on started only when Aaron was mitztayer. The lashon is ogma nafsho in some chazal. He was ogum. He was mitztayer. The person that is happy with what is not going anywhere. It there's no shaykhus to other bechina. A person who only the hairs, you know, to get what's given, to preserve what's available, is wonderful. He belongs to the world Torah Shebiksav, and that's all. The Torah is not going to be chadasha. Once in an area that he's not told what to do, in an area that no one told him what to do, in an area that there's no more Dvar Hashem coming, the person is draws a blank, doesn't say anything about it. The person who has the ability to bring out a ha'ara from what's there, that requires his own. It requires the being mitztayer. If a person is not bothered, the first yesod of Torah Shebal Peh is to be bothered. If you're just take what is, the way you have somebody, you have two people who are employed. They're employed at the entry level jobs. So I want you to schlep stuff, take the bags from here to there, put this on over there, bring this in, so on and so forth. So one person's attitude is Maisa Kreif Balma. I get $20 an hour, I do the work, bags here, bags there, and so on. A second person is bothered, why does he want all the boxes there? And why is it that we repackage? Why we put it here? Why do that? The first person will always remain where he is. He's not going anyplace because everything is as it is. It's fine as long as he's told what to do. So he will make the perfect person to keep doing that. But it's not going. There's nothing more happening. The second person is asking himself, but why is it that there's so much pressure to do it now? Why not later? What's this? What's that? That person is going to move forward. In Eichus, he's going to understand. He's going to move up the ladder because he's going to have this Havana, this Tfisa. If a person's attitude is to do what he needs to do, so that's fine, that's wonderful, it belongs to the first Chelek, it belongs to Eish Eichla. The Torah is an Eish, and you got to keep putting logs into it. That's it. The being mayor from inside out, to bring a new Hara, that's only shaykh to a person that's bothered. And if it's not bothered, if there's no ogmas nefesh, if there's no tsar, then there's nothing going further. So the Torah gave both chelki avoida for deiros. There's a chelik avoida of eish eichla, where ruchnius exists in the world, exists as we have it, a Torah and so on. And the job is to preserve it, leisichbe, and that's the avoda of many people. And then the avoda of yichidim, the avoda of anshemayla, is the baalos chedik avoda, where every single chelik, it's not preserving the old fire. Every single nekuda has a new eish that's gone, isn't it, and can be taken out. We've seen it in terms of avodah klolius. We've seen it in terms of Torah. We've called this Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. It certainly is very manifest in avodah, in Torah. And, you know, the person who just basically is happy to hear what he hears and box it and keep it is one type of person. Another person who's misyageh, who tries to dehear more and more, is a different person. It's true in the general Mahalach HaVayda as well. There's one person that's content to being a good person to means doing what you're told to do, and so on. The second person is asking himself, "Ma Hashem Lakech Hashem Imcha?" When the question in "Ma Hashem Lakech Hashem Imcha" is not a siba for the Hemshech Advar. In Madura Aleph, yes, there's some people where, okay, Rabbi Yisai, what does Hashem want from you? A, B, C, D, and E. But La'imek Hadava, Mo Hashem Lakech Hashem Imcha is the first and the Yisoy of Avodas. That a person asks himself, yes, I'm wearing tzitzis. What does Hakadosh Baruch Hu want from it? What's in those tzitzis? What's in those tefillin? What's in everything? The Mo Hashem Lakech Hashem Imcha is the yisoid of avodah, not just because you're making the checklist and you're doing it. It's because you're going to get a new checklist every time you ask the question. The checklist will be the same Maisa Mitzvah, but a new deher in the Mitzvah. The person who does who's shy to the first part, so he's a limited person. Limited in time, limited to the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, to the Zman HaGilui, limited to when there's a Beis HaMikdash, limited, so it's a limited person. The person whose Avodah has the Baal Lois Chodek quality to it, who's Shaykh to the Eish HaMeir, rather than Shteish HaOichlo, that person knows that his Avodah is Kaim Lo'ilam. That Avodah is something that it's not only he'll keep everything all the time, but that person is going to have a new avodah every day. That person, the shalchok ha'imlo means there's a new chanukas ha'mezbeach, because there's a new mezbeach, there's a new eish every day. Having a new eish every morning, is that's the difference between Aaron and the others. The avodah of Aaron, the great nechama is, once everyone else has laid the groundwork, and has made and has given a permanent surah to the Eish Oichla, to the Torah Shebiksav, to the Torah that is, the person who's bothered, the person who cares, he's zeicha to be megala a new hadlak every morning, a shechok chayim lo'olam, on his chatshus and chidush will be shechok chayim lo'olam. Shabbos.
What? When Moshe Rabbeinu first saw the snack,
yeah,
so that was an age that wasn't.